Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back as we are live here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy. Come on out. Come hang out. And your chance to win multiple prizes, including tickets to the Texans home opener against the Bears. You'll get to see our next guest, Jimmy Ward, who joins us. And Jimmy, we appreciate you jumping on, man. Congratulations, man. You're the first player we've had on this show in over a year, baby.
Thank you. I'm happy to be on. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Jimmy, I want to first say I'm glad you're not in person, because you would have to see this foolishness that I got on top of my head. Jimmy, I lost a bet, and I had to dye my hair blonde.
Blonde look?
As a black man, I look like Wesley Snipes from Demolition Man. Hey, you ain't gotta laugh that hard, Jimmy. Man, calm down. You don't even see me yet. Yeah,
That's a good one, though.
But I look just like him.
Hey, Jimmy, as a white man, I was trying to interject and let you know, paint a picture of this for you. I'm glad Ron did it.
I'm gonna get out in front of it. It's a rough. You wouldn't be able to answer these questions, but you'd be killing me right now. It's a little patchy and everything. My wife did the best she could, but I own up to the bet, though. But Jimmy, man, I just want to first get to you, man. How are you feeling, man? I know you had some health issues during last season. How are you feeling health wise as this season gets started?
I feel great. I participated in just about every OTA day and camp day, and just heading to the season. You know, I feel like that's very important when you're able to get those reps, get those mental reps, and pitch your body through that storm. And if you can weather the storm and get you a routine throughout the training camp and OTAs, I feel like you got a good head start.
Jimmy, talk to us a little bit about this year versus last year, man. I know you personally, there's probably not a ton of difference in terms of where you're at in D'Amico's system, because you already had the familiarity. But as a team overall, the team's got to be in a much different place, having been in the same system both offensively and defensively, getting a 1 year under your belt in Houston. Kind of this year right now versus last year right now. Take us there.
We got a better feel for things. Like, you know, some of the players got a better feel for Miko's style, style of play, you know, that he coaches. And then, you know, we got a better feel for each other. And just, you know, I just feel like, speaking for, you know, defense side of the ball, guys are flying around, guys are having fun, guys know where to line up. So I feel like a lot of those mental mistakes won't show up as much this year. And we got a lot of guys healthy this year, too.
Jimmy, you've played in this league a while. You've been a rookie in this league. You see how this thing works. Did you think the two rookies in your secondary that you all drafted this year would be this far along?
I had no clue. You know, you never know. Oh, sorry about the noise. You never know how things going to shape up in this league. You know, I just feel like Nick and Miko, they did an awesome job, outstanding job. You know, doing their research, watching film, and, you know, because I don't know, like, what number they was on the draft board, but just being able to, like, and when it was their turn to pick those two guys, like, they came in, and they've been doing their thing, and they fit right in the scheme.
Jimmy, I know y'all are confident in what the hell you're doing. That's clear, right? But when you I just want to let you know, I'm not insinuating that at all, but I want you to take us into the mind of a safety in this D'Amico Ryan system as you get ready to play an offense like Indianapolis. Obviously, you've played against Shane Steichen with Hurts and company, and you the RPO system, run pass option. They're probably going to be one of a handful of teams that are really, really good at what they do in that particular system with the quarterback and the different read game and quarterback plus one run game that Anthony Richardson might be good at. We don't know yet, but might be really good at. As a safety, how is that for you from a workload perspective, from an in-the-moment perspective, and how do you approach that?
You just got to play what you see, great fundamentals, and it's going to be, you know, they got a physicality-style offense, so you got to be able to tackle, run and hit. That's what it's going to come down to, like run and hit. They got some skill set players over there, including that quarterback that, you know, you got to get those guys on the ground, and, you know, you got to keep doing it over and over and over and try to limit the mental errors.
Yeah, Jimmy Ward joins us here, safety here for the Texans. They get ready to take on the Colts. And I think that's you know, and I think that's what we've talked about a lot is this run game. Jonathan Taylor, the success that he had in the one game last year against the Texans, and as well as Anthony Richardson in the first game. But that back end is something also you don't want to come up and give up the big play. And I'm sure that's something you guys have been looking at. How important is also covering that back end for you guys coming up on Sunday?
Oh, man, it's very important. If you're supposed to be back, you got to stay back because obviously they're going to run the ball, but, you know, of course they're going to take those shots too. You know, you still got a big wide receiver, 6'2", 6'3", Pitt. I can't remember exactly his height, but, you know, I know they want to get him the ball. You know, you got to follow the money. And, of course, they got an athletic tight end. I feel like he's pretty nice. They obviously going to try to get him the ball too. As a rookie slot, I don't know if Downs is going to be playing this year, but this game. But I'm pretty sure the rookie, he has some talent too.
Hey, you mentioned the Colts wide receivers and obviously the Texans and the expectations for this team are through the roof. A lot of that starts with the signing of Diggs and adding him to Nico and Tank and Dalton and Joe Mixon. But in the secondary, you played in the league for a while, whether it's in games or in practice. You've gone against some dudes now. Just your thoughts on how explosive this particular wide receiver group can be from inside the huddle.
It's a tough look. I don't feel like it gets much better than the group that we're going against. And if it does, I feel like we're well-trained. Well equipped to be able to go out there and cover anybody, just because we got to cover these guys every day, and we got to see these guys in OTAs and training camp.
Hey, there's been a lot of talk back and forth between these two teams. I'd say a little bit of talk before these two teams. I know that their linebackers have been talking, Zaire Franklin, and EJ Speed, but Do you sense this? Do you guys view this as a rivalry type game between you and the Colts?
Well, it's a division game, so I feel like anybody in a division is a rivalry because it's a must win game. So, you know, if you want to go to the playoffs, you need to win out. You need to win out your division. So I it's my second time hearing that. It's been back and forth talk with, you know, the guys I know at the Colts. They play defense, so they haven't been talking smack. They don't really talk that much on social media or through the phone. So that's interesting to keep hearing.
All right, Jimmy, what about just the overall schedule this year? In the media here, we talk a lot about the difference. Last year was a last-place schedule, and the run through 17 games and even to get into the playoffs wasn't as difficult as it's going to be this year. Is that something that players in the locker room, even staffs in the locker room, that y'all acknowledge and discuss, or is this a hell no, we're just one game at a time, it don't matter who's up next, that's who we're focused on?
Oh, no, trust me. We might not discuss it. Well, no, a few players mention it, but we might not discuss it. Coaches might not discuss it because, you can't look ahead. You never know how things are going to shape up in the NFL. So it's one game at a time. You know, that's a professional answer. But overall, now you look at that schedule, and it's not a walk in the park. We're going to have to come out here. We're going to have to play ball on Thursday, Sunday, Monday, even Saturdays when that time comes.
Well, I think you got a Wednesday game, to be honest with you, too.
got a Wednesday game.
You got a Wednesday game. Hey, Jimmy, I want to come off these professional answers real quick. I'm just curious. You just talked about the schedule. If there's one game that Jimmy Ward circled, if there's one game that you want to play, this schedule is loaded, what's the one game you circled at the beginning of the year?
We got so many of them. Like, it's hard to say one because the amount of playoff teams, playoff caliber teams that we playing is, I could circle Baltimore. I can circle Chiefs. I could circle the Colts. Like, I could circle Jackson. It's like that each of these teams, they got a lot of studs on their team. So you just don't know what's going to happen. But of course, Chiefs, they're the defending champs. So, of course, I'm going to circle that game. If I got to give you one.
All right. I thought y'all would get y'all hands on Baltimore. I thought y'all had something to give to Baltimore. But we'll see that, man. Jimmy, appreciate your time, man, and good luck on Sunday.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right. That's Jimmy Ward joining us here on The Drive. And look, man, as he said, man, we've been talking hard about the run game, but obviously for him, like the worst thing is run, and then bam, you're thinking run, and then you potentially give up a big play.
Yeah, I think that this is I'm assuming that Anthony Richardson is more, let's say, further along in this Colts Steichen offense than what he was last year. Let's say he's not playing like a rookie. He's ready to take this offense over. If that is the case, this is one of the biggest, most difficult challenges, I'm talking schematically, that they're going to face all year long. In terms of the different ways that this offense can attack, with this quarterback, with this play caller, this is going to be the most difficult challenge that the Texans are going to face on their schedule. And they got them twice.
You think it's the most difficult challenge they're going to face on the schedule?
Yeah, potentially. Assuming their quarterback is up to par and playing in this system like a second-year quarterback should be playing in this system, yes. I think when it comes – schematically, I'm not talking about Pat Mahomes. I'm not talking about Lamar's athletic ability. I'm talking about schematically. You've got to be on your P's and Q's across the board. You've got to be able to defend every potential scheme that the 2024 game of football has. And they've got explosive athletes running it. So this is potential. It's potential now because we hadn't seen it. I have no idea what the hell Indy's going to look like. But, yeah, I mean, from D'Amico's perspective, from this defense, you know, having to defend so many different, approaches, yeah, I think this isn't just, hey, we got to stop the run with the downhill running back and then we got a guy that can spin it all over the park, so we've got to be good in coverage. No, this is a different animal. Yeah. And I think if it's ran right, we saw it with Jalen Hurts a couple years ago, make the run to the Super Bowl. If it's ran right with the right guy pulling the trigger, then it is a monster to stop schematically. So we'll see.
I had a sneaky feeling, Clint, that he would name the two teams that are playing football tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I had a sneaky feeling he would say that he would circle the Chiefs, the champs, and the team that got him twice last year and put him out of the playoffs, the Ravens. They play tonight, man. You ready? You ready for a little?
Dig into it. Thursday night football, baby.
This is listen, I think any point of the schedule, this would be appointment TV, especially to open up the season. But these are two Super Bowl contenders, two quarterbacks that have won multiple MVPs, two teams and fan bases that have high expectations. This is a big one tonight, an exciting one tonight. I can't wait to see how these two teams look, because even though we've seen these teams a lot, I don't know what the Ravens look like with Derrick Henry. I don't know now what the Chiefs kind of look like with the changes there they've made in their offense as well. So this is going to be a real fun, intriguing matchup.
Oh, look, I think it's a monster, Ron. I think when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, they are always one of the better teams. And I'm just talking about from an NFL, from a football guy's perspective. I'm not even talking about from a Chiefs fan's perspective. Just if you get a chance to sit and watch Pat Mahomes and what they've accomplished, Andy Reid and his play calling, Travis Kelce and the way that he plays the tight end position. Defensively, they were tremendous last year. So any facet of the game, the Chiefs, and by the way, they're champions. So at the end of the day, that is A-plus viewing for any football fan whatsoever. And then you just look at Baltimore, man, and Baltimore, it's fascinating. It always starts with the quarterback. Lamar Jackson is the king of the regular season. Can he carry it into the playoffs?
We got a couple of king of the regular seasons. I think they get that mantra.
Yeah.
I think Dak gets it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple of them.
Josh Allen gets it.
Yeah, and look, Lamar versus Pat. You know, does Lamar really need this win versus Pat this early in the season?
I think the Ravens are full of it. They keep saying they don't like, hey, it's just a regular game. I've heard Lamar say that a few times. I think this should be a really important game to the Ravens. I think they need to, I think, mentally get there. I mean, they've played this team five times. They've only won once, right? I think mentally they need to beat this team and play this team. So that, like, I don't believe the Ravens when they say, oh, no, it ain't that big of a deal. It's just the first game. It's just one. No, this is a serious game, just like when the Texans play the Ravens. I think when the Texans play the Ravens, that's a team that they gotta get some confidence and beat. Because now you start rolling into
– Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Maybe this is a mental thing.
Well, you're talking about one seeds, you're talking about buys, you're
all
talking about
too.
Home field advantage. These are the caliber teams that should be thinking about.
By the way, buy. One. Yeah, there's always one. Yeah, that's a big. That's even a bigger deal for it.
So. Yeah. So this is a big. This is a big ass game. Derrick Henry being introduced as a Baltimore Raven. I mean, you're talking about Derrick, like on the outside looking in. You know, Derrick Henry's decision to go with Baltimore is it looks tremendous. I mean, you go from one team that literally rode Derrick Henry to victories and game plan identity-wise, it's all they did, and he goes to another team that is at least as physical and has the same approach of we're just going to beat down defensive fronts and we're going to run the football. So it should be a perfect fit, but is it? Does he have any tread left on the tire? He's an older running back that's got a lot of mileage. This tonight is just appointment television, Ron. This is big time. We hadn't even got to the improved weapons, possibly. Just across the board, as you mentioned, the Kansas City Chiefs and some receivers with one of them happened to have some Texas roots here. They're coming from Xavier Worthy coming out of Texas.
Speed to see what they do with that.
Yeah, man, it's fascinating. I don't get real jazzed up typically about just random Thursday night games. I'll be honest with you. Chiefs Detroit last year was a good watch, but it wasn't one of those where I was like, damn, I got to see this. I got to see every minute of it.
You got to get home.
This is one I got to see every minute of it. I mean, and that's just the football fan in me talking. I'm not hate watching the Chiefs. I'm not hate watching the Ravens. Nothing wrong if you are. I'm not judging anybody. But I'm just watching it because it is beautiful football, man.
I'm trying to figure a way to get this football practice canceled tonight. I think we're going to make it. So.
Yeah,
my son's got to practice.
Better DVR it.
Get
Courtney to attend.
Well, I'm kind of coaching.
Tell her to put a blonde wig on and
shut up. Cut it down. Yeah. Damn, boy, I'm just sitting there thinking, boy, if I can get this practice canceled, I'm being there just watching it on my phone. Just giving. I'm gonna try to get them old linemen, them D linemen a little help. I'm trying to get that thing, but yeah, I'm trying to get that thing canceled coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.